Listen, there's a great work to be done. As soon as you win this court battle, you must deliver this message. Take advantage of this opportunity and declare a powerful message to this world. He expects more of us. He believes we can do more. Who's going to stop Christ? Who's going to stop Christ from getting this work done?
This is Behind the Work.
Welcome to Behind the Work. I'm Grant Turgeon. It's great to be back here in the radio studio on the Herbert W. Armstrong College campus in Edmond, Oklahoma, after 2 weeks of radio silence. And yesterday and over the weekend, my family was down in Dallas to observe Mother's Day a week early, since we'll be celebrating Mother's Day for my mother next Sunday. So we had a nice time down in Dallas, and we're back here in Edmond again, refreshed and at work as if we'd never left. Well, the last few days, I've been approached by a few really excited young people who just got accepted to Philadelphia Youth Camp. And they were telling me about how much they're looking forward to having that experience this summer. And that got me thinking about that subject a little bit more and how special that youth program is. So we're going to talk about the Philadelphia Youth Camp today, and mainly we're just going to focus on some statements from the last two end time apostles. So we're going to focus on what the late theologian and educator Herbert W. Armstrong had to say about youth programs, and also what PCG Pastor General Gerald Flurry has had to say about it too. 1 Corinthians 7 and verse 14 says that children of church members are in a special category. God considers them holy before they are ever baptized and made converted members of the church. Because of the influence of their parents, our young people have a tremendous opportunity to one day choose this way of life for themselves. And this really is the biggest, most important group of people we could possibly reach. The young people already attending services with the Philadelphia Church of God right now. You think about all the other groups of people to reach, people out in the world right now, many of whom have never even heard the name Jesus Christ. It's going to be very difficult to reach people like that who have never even known anything about Christianity at all. It's going to be difficult to reach people who are perhaps professing Christians who don't necessarily believe in keeping the law or the Sabbath day or anything like that. To break through in this world of distractions and reach people who don't yet have contact with the church is extremely difficult. But what about those who are already in our midst but not yet members of the church? Our young people are a group that is already right here experiencing this way of life for themselves, and they just haven't yet made the commitment for themselves. They'll have a chance to do that when they're a little bit older. Here is what Mr. Flurry wrote in the Philadelphia News of August 1992. We had to subsidize our recent youth camp about $12,000. Some people could criticize that investment, but it was worth every dime spent. God says the nation of Israel is ruined. And if you know about Bible prophecy, that includes America as well. One of the major reasons is upside down family life. And then he quotes Isaiah 3 and verse 12. As for my people, children are their oppressors, and women rule over them. O my people, they which lead you cause you to err and destroy the way of your paths. This means many of the nation's young people are unprepared to face life. That is the environment that our young people are facing out in this world. And it's easy to see that in the news all the time, where especially the radical left is telling us that we need to believe the children. We need to listen to the children and allow them to basically make massive policy-making decisions on behalf of the rest of us. That really is a situation where children are becoming the oppressors of everybody else. And it is a situation where God's government in the family is being flipped. It's no longer the man, the husband, and the father in charge. It's women and children in charge. And so, obviously, what I'm saying can be quite controversial to some people, but it's right there in your Bible. This is the type of environment that our children have to deal with every day, especially if they're in public school, if they're in any sort of programs, after-school programs out in the world. They have to deal with this sort of influence that is always there. So it's on TV. It's in every type of media. It's in the families around us where it seems like children are in control. And I've had to experience that as a parent too, where the natural trend is for children to get upset and throw a tantrum until they get their way. If the leadership in the family is not in place and does not take action against that, it really does become a situation where the children are in charge. Upside down family life, that is what is destroying our nations. And that is what Philadelphia Youth Camp is meant to counteract. It is a youth program that does go against the tide of this upside down family life in the world. And then here a little bit further down in this Philadelphia News article from 1992, Mr. Fleury writes, "Mr. Armstrong always believed in having a strong youth program. Summer camps were held annually." And then he quotes Malachi 4, verses 5 through 6. And this is just a tremendous point. "Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse." So this is talking about one specific individual to come on the scene in this end time. And he has the responsibility, or had the responsibility, of fixing families, making families happy and prosperous and productive. See, he's talking about, it's talking about their having fathers loving their children, children loving their fathers, having the family structure restored, the proper family structure restored. And Mr. Armstrong fulfilled this responsibility. He fulfilled that office of the end time Elijah, and that's something that we prove repeatedly. You can see that at thetrumpet.com. You can look at the literature tab there, and all of the many publications and books and booklets this church produces, the proof is abundant that Mr. Armstrong fulfilled that role. And he did do an excellent job of fixing families within the church. He loved family, and he certainly poured a lot of church resources into making sure that family within God's church was done right. Here's another quote from Mr. Fleury on July 8th, 1999, in a coworker letter. He says here, "At PYC, our young people, ages 13 to 19, will be taught by the ministry, with the help of 60 dedicated workers, the proper way to conduct their lives in a wholesome environment among other youths. They will find that God's way of life is truly uplifting and inspiring, with permanent rewards, and not the temporary ones offered by the world. These young students will learn the true values of God's way of life through thought-provoking, Bible-centered classroom instruction and invigorating, challenging sports, while learning cooperation and respect for themselves and for others. Each year, besides the summer camp here in America, PYCs are also held in Australia and the Philippines, so our youth around the world can have this same incomparable leadership training and personality development experience." And I'll add also, we've had camps since that was written in England. In order to further serve the youth in God's church, we have also now begun our new youth magazine, True Education, to help fill the void left by a fragmented and apostatizing church, which abandoned the youth programs established by Mr. Armstrong. So it's obvious here, there's one church that is upholding the traditions, upholding the institutions set up by Mr. Armstrong, and there is another group, the majority of those who followed after Mr. Armstrong, who have actually destroyed all of that. So it is wonderful to be here in the Philadelphia Church of God and a part of this tradition of upholding what Mr. Armstrong lived for, what he did in terms of fixing the family. The youth program is a huge part of that. And that is why those young people who were talking to me recently were so excited for their first opportunity to attend camp. I remember what it was like when I finally got the chance to attend my first youth camp. That was back in 2006. And before that happened, I had been sort of following the campers around for years. My father, Mr. Wayne Turgeon, has been the camp director here in Edmond for over a decade. But he's not going to be the camp director this upcoming summer. So for those of you who have been to camp a bunch of times, maybe another reason to go would be to see what camp is like under a different director. That would be, every leader has a different style and a different way of doing things. And that would certainly be unique this year to see what another minister brings into that role. But since my father had been the director for so long, I was basically following these campers around in their different activities and trying to sit with them at the various meals, talk with them as much as I could. I really looked up to all of them. And when I finally got the chance to be one of those campers, I was just simply overjoyed. And I got the chance to attend 5 camps here in Edmond. I got another chance to go to one in Australia. And I've been a worker serving the campers many years since then, too. And I haven't done that in the last few years, but I still get to be close to camp and see what's going on. But really, what a life-changing experience that is. I mean, it's 3 weeks of vigorous activity, physical and mental. And really, it's just an all-out attack on bad habits and a reinforcement of good habits. Every day, your schedule is packed with uplifting, worthwhile activities. And then you go to sleep for 8 hours every night. 8 hours, you go to sleep at the same time. You wake up at the same time. You start every morning the same way with prayer and study. You actually clean your room before you leave for your activities of the day. And then you go out and you give everything you have in whatever sport or lecture or speech class or dance class you might have. It really is an uplifting way of life, and there is no phone usage except to call home occasionally. There's no internet, there's no TV. So really, that's another benefit of camp too. From my experience, that was just such a refreshing time to have those 3 weeks away from the sports and the other entertainment that I enjoyed throughout the rest of the year. To be able to reset and realize what the priorities are. Here is one letter of many, many thousands that God's church has received over the years from campers who are thankful for that opportunity. This camper writes, "I wanted to write a thank you note to tell you how much I appreciated you coming out to camp and taking time out of your busy schedule to visit with us. We all look forward to and enjoy your visit so much. Thank you also for your dedication and strong support of camp, because it does change lives. I have seen that firsthand in my own life, and know many others who have experienced the same thing. It just amazes me to see how God's young people just crave the instruction and guidance that we are given at camp, such that they want to come back year after year. out in the world, young people would run away from that as fast as they could. So that's just one camper writing to Mr. Flurry about the impact that camp had on that person's life. And it's amazing also just hearing about and reading letters from parents of campers who say that after those 3 weeks, their children are completely different people. What an uplifting, enriching way of life. And you can see why Mr. Flurry would say that these youth camps are worth whatever amount of subsidies are necessary. Whether it's $12,000, as he wrote about in 1992, or less or more, whatever it might be, this is a foundational aspect of God's work. It's something that we can specifically support in our prayers and in a lot of other ways. And this really is about raising up the future, the next generation of leaders in the church, establishing the right foundation for them, helping them to know their Bibles better, helping them to learn how to communicate the right way in speech class. That can be terrifying for a young person at first. It was terrifying for me, and yet, what am I doing right now? I'm obviously putting some of that into practice, hopefully. Here's something that Mr. Armstrong wrote about the summer educational programs. That's what they called them. And he wrote this on March 1st of 1983. Whether or not you have children ages 13 to 18, you should be much interested, even as I am, in the SEP camps for this coming summer. There is no phase of God's work more important. These youths are those of the families of God's people. God says our own children are holy. When and if converted, they will be the leaders in God's church tomorrow, or leaders in the millennium under Christ's reign. So I ask you, as the apostle of Jesus Christ, to take an interest in this very important program, both in your prayers and, as far as able, financially. So this is really something to focus on. The camp is 2 months away now. It starts in July and basically runs through most of that month. There is no camp in England this year, but there is one here in Edmond, and I believe they are having their Philippines camp right now, and Regional Director Alex Harrison is over there involved with that. So these are definitely some life-changing camps to keep our thoughts and prayers on, really getting specific about the weather, about the morale. It's really important to the campers to have a positive attitude, especially into that third week when maybe it can get a little tiring. Maybe if our young people aren't used to such rigorous activity, they're going to need to be positive. They're going to need to have that right mentality so that they can push through. And we need prayers over the health of everybody involved, of course. And there's so many different activities and so many positive, life-changing steps that can be taken at camp. So we can definitely think of the children in our various congregations in the church, and definitely be looking out for them and trying to help them prepare for camp as much as they can as well. So today we've just been talking about Philadelphia Youth Camp, and this is a time of great anticipation as a lot of our young people are finding out about whether they have been accepted to camp this year. So let's just really understand how that does impact the work, how it does impact our next generation of leaders, and how we can support them in that endeavor. So thank you very much for listening today. I'm Grant Turgeon. This has been Behind the Work.
You've been listening to Behind the Work. Email your thoughts to comments at kpcg.fm. Listen for a new episode each Monday at 11:30 a.m. Central Time.